Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it spring yet?
Yes.
It's still April, though. Right, right. Well, welcome to everyone. We are here as Unitarian Universalists on the west side of town. We're here to live our seven principles, inspired by our six sources and held in our covenant of right relations. You are welcome here in all the ways that your body and your spirit and your mind live and move and breathe. You are welcome here in all the ways that you love and all the ways that you create your family. You are welcome here in all the ways that you search for and make meaning in your life. Whatever is done that is good and worthy and beautiful here on earth, that whenever our wholeness and love is expressed, that can only be done by our human hands working together. Our hands are the only hands that the divine, the spirit of life, whatever you may understand that to be, the only hands there are to accomplish anything of worth and value on this earth, to bless the world. The only way to create something that is larger and more noble and more loving than our individual selves is by our actions with others, actions that spring in part from our shared wholeness and purpose. For a religious community, these larger and more noble and more loving actions are in service of its shared purpose, its shared focus, what the community hopes to accomplish, its mission, the why we are here. And achieving this shared purpose is what you are here to do in this congregation, and it is what brings others to this congregation. A shared purpose that comes right out of our Unitarian Universalist principles as they are to be lived uniquely here in Omaha in the 21st century. With a sense of shared purpose, church members can achieve a profound sense of connection to one another. And through the accomplishments that come from successfully living a shared purpose, your individual and group sense of self-worth and value and joy will grow enormously, as will you. You know how good it feels when you accomplish something that really makes a difference, that really matters. So when you do that with others, the relationships that develop and strengthen add so much more to that. So a sense of shared purpose also is needed to guide the actions and decision-making of the church, to develop a desired future and a path to its creation, to direct the specific work of every person in every group here. At its best, that sense of purpose, the focus, should be clear and inspiring. The question that should frame every decision made here should be, how does this help us accomplish our purpose? And that's not to say that the answers to that question will always be obvious or simple, even with a shared purpose in every situation. The point is to have the discussion and arrive at a shared understanding of how something will or won't follow this congregation's purpose. And the need for a sense of shared purpose becomes very clear as you consider important decisions for this congregation's future, such as what kind of minister will you call in the future, such as how will you develop yourselves to be sustainable economically and every other way, spiritually, physically, mentally. Decisions such as what kind of building do you want to live in? So without a sense of shared focus, there really is no basis for any of the important decisions you will be making in the short or the long term. Because without a sense of purpose that is shared, every decision will become a tussle among individual members, each asserting their own opinion with no foundation for reaching a truly shared answer. And often it can be simply the loudest and most determined voices who have their way. I have a parable that speaks to this from the Gospel of Lewis Carroll. Let's read this together. "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" asked Alice. "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to," said the cat. "I don't much care," said Alice. "Then it doesn't much matter which way you go." Unitarian Universalists have long struggled with this idea of a common purpose, both at our local congregational level and at the Unitarian Universalist Association level, too. And there are some reasons why we might have these struggles that are unique, perhaps, to our faith. I want to talk about one of those particularly. One big reason that we can struggle to find a sense of shared purpose is our traditional overemphasis on individualism. It is historic and it is pervasive in our faith. My colleague, the Reverend Fred Muir, wrote about it in our UU World magazine in 2012, and that's all online. It is certainly worth reading, and I suspect many of you may have. He referred to this sense of individualism as a persistent, pervasive, disturbing, and disruptive commitment to individualism. Those are some pretty powerful words. And so this commitment to individualism can make holding a common purpose really difficult in a couple of ways. An overcommitment to individualism tends to leave a congregation suspicious of even the basic idea of a shared purpose. An overemphasis on the individual makes it hard for people to join in any common endeavor. What if 42 people want to work on something, but number 43 doesn't? A group that raises the supposed rights of the individual to the highest value may believe that no common endeavor is worthwhile if every single person isn't on board, if every single person doesn't agree. I think I'm seeing some heads nodding. Maybe there's some history here with this congregation. So that makes a sense of shared focus hard to develop. If you have this value, well, if we can't every single one of us agree to this, then we can't do it. So that makes it hard to even know what your shared purpose could be. And an overemphasis on individualism also gives everyone the option to ignore a common purpose. Well, if you don't like our purpose, you can just ignore it and put your energy and resources where you want to in congregational activities. So that makes a common purpose hard to fulfill because everyone is, or most everyone, is not on board. So Unitarian Universalist written statements of purpose that are developed under the toxic influence of individualism tend to be rather vague so as not to offend anyone, and they tend to be rather long. So most people have something in there that they want. Being too vague and too long means that a purpose, a dream statement, a focus is not clear, won't be remembered, and is not inspiring, therefore not of much use in decision-making and guidance, let alone in creating a truly beloved community. Many Unitarian Universalist statements of purpose or vision or mission remind me of a Hagar the Horrible cartoon I saw a long time ago. This cartoon series is the ongoing story of Hagar the Viking and his life of raids, piracy, and treasure hunting. And the particular cartoon, which I could not find, shows Hagar standing in the prow of his Viking galley. None of the rowers are working together, and the ship appears to be going in circles. So Hagar is shouting at the rower's overseer, saying, Would you quit saying different strokes for different folks? Another barrier to developing short, specific, memorable, and inspiring notions of shared purpose for Unitarian Universalist congregations is confusion about the religious nature of the purpose. A Unitarian Universalist congregation is not a social club and safe haven for traumatized liberals. It is not a Saturday night philosophical debating society. We are a religious community. We are a spiritual community. We are a congregation of a very specific and particular religious tradition, Unitarian Universalism. Therefore, like any other faith, any UU congregation's common purpose, by definition, must be a religious one. And that can sound kind of scary. But I urge you, do not fear a religious purpose. Don't confuse that with a shared creed or doctrine. Because, of course, a Unitarian Universalist religious purpose cannot be one that promotes a specific creed or doctrine, because that's not what holds us together. Rather, we are bound by our covenants, the promises that we make to each other about how we relate together and also with all beings in the world outside. The covenant that's stated by our seven principles, for one, as our core. So a religious focus will derive from and reflect our deepest held Unitarian Universalist values and covenants and beliefs about the world, and about how we are called by our seven principles to be in this world. So I have a few examples that we're going to read of Unitarian Universalist congregational statements of purpose that are truly religious in nature. And I am not offering these to suggest that any of them are anything that you should affirm specifically. They're each quite different in style. It is really to demonstrate to you that a powerful UU statement of purpose or intention or dream or vision or mission or whatever word you want to use is one that's going to be about what we seek to do religiously. So here is one from a Unitarian Universalist congregation in Minnesota. Let's read it together. We are a beacon of progressive religion in our region, inspiring positive change in the world. Let's break that down a little bit. So they want to be a beacon, which means they're going to let their light shine. They are going to let people know they're there. And I think also in that idea of a beacon is the beckoning. In other words, come, join us. And then, and we are progressive religion. They note their place, their region. That's how they define it. And they are here as a religious community to bring about positive change in the world. And that can mean you and your spiritual growth, because you are part of the world. It doesn't just mean, well, what is out there. So here is one from a congregation in Pennsylvania. Let's read it. Come, side with love, move the world. So come. That's the invitation. They want you there, and presumably they will welcome you when you arrive. Side with love. This is both a theological and a covenantal statement of how they intend to be in this world. They will be together in a loving way. If they're not together in love, then they're not doing it right. So they will be side by side on the side of love, and then once we are here in love together, we will change the world. Again, that includes everything in the world, starting with oneself. And here is one from a congregation in Maine. We are a beacon and catalyst for a community of fierce hope and radical love. Rooted in the sacred and strengthened by our diversity, we are equipped with ourselves to minister through the transformative power of love. Just two sentences. So here again is that beacon idea. We want to shine so that you will see us and be beckoned to us. They want to be a catalyst, which is something that brings change, so that they can really become this community of fierce hope and radical love. And their foundation for doing this is all that is sacred and strengthened by their diversity. And they hope, as a community, to transform the world by their ministries of love. So do you all have a sense of what each of these congregations is about by reading these? You know, they are poetic language, aspirational language, which is really what that sense of shared purpose really needs to be, because that's the inspirational piece. And then you can have a very interesting time figuring out what does this mean in the specifics. So I think these are really very good statements of religious purpose from congregations of our faith. So what matters most about a shared sense of noble purpose is definitely not that it's written down somewhere with good words. Because if the words just sit on a piece of paper or are read in worship every week, but not actually used in a dynamic way, then I will say that sense of shared purpose isn't real, doesn't exist. When a statement of purpose is not lived, truly lived, then it does not really exist. And writing it down on the paper is like the least important thing about having it be shared. So, over the next couple of years, I hope we will be having some very important conversations about the future of this congregation and your purpose as a community in that future. Again, the goal is not about finding some words to write down, but truly to discover and own and begin to live what it is that you are here in Omaha to be and to do as Unitarian Universalist. I worked on a process with this with another congregation, and I wrote a chalice lighting for all of our gatherings, which was kind of like a litany. And every other statement in the litany was, "We are not here to write a mission statement." Because that is the distraction and the path of doom. And here's one thing in particular. Many of you indicated recently, as we pursued our very successful capital campaign for our building project, you said you definitely wanted to move forward with the great big building project, and the board committed to it. So that would be something like a major renovation and enlargement of this building, or maybe buying another building, or maybe even building a new building for this congregation. It could be any of those things or something I'm not even imagining. It will be impossible to move forward successfully with that project without a clear and shared sense of purpose, mission. Why, might you ask? Because it is your shared sense of purpose that has to drive every single decision to be made, from where you want to be located to every aspect of the design and structure. Because the building's purpose should reflect your purpose. And in the absence of a shared sense of purpose, every decision will be made or struggled with based on your own individual opinions and points of view that you will assert. So you'll be thinking about your house as you think about our building. And that way madness lies. When I was at another congregation that was struggling with the idea of how to get out of their sinking, flooding building that they had been in for years, that got sunk lower and flooded more every month, I suggested that they really needed to do some purpose work first, because come what may, I never wanted to be cornered in the bathroom by the women's anti-stained glass strike force. And they had no sense of shared purpose, so there was a very high risk of that happening. Not to mention the souls united in opposition to an organ, or you name it. So, and in order for these conversations around purpose to be real, to genuinely discover, surface, and claim your sense of shared purpose and mission, the conversations will require your wholehearted participation, your commitment to be genuine and open, to take some risks and be vulnerable about what it is that you really, really want to be and to achieve together. And you have done some of that work through your application for the developmental ministry that we share. You had your dream statement in there pretty clearly. But it can be useful sometimes to just back up and sort of start from scratch and see where that leads you. And also, that was a few years ago that was written, and our congregations are always evolving and changing. So it would be good to really get together in a number of ways and figure that out. So I close with a quote from French author Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. He is perhaps best known as the author of The Little Prince. These words are from his book of stories titled The Airman's Odyssey. He writes, "Love does not consist of gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction. Love does not consist of gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction. Your shared purpose will be about how you choose to love and to act by looking outward together in the same direction with that sense of shared purpose that is part of your wholeness together. That is the only way you truly will be able to bless yourselves and the world in a powerful way. So may it be, blessed be, and amen."